Here's a thought I'll title, Playing Guitar or Making Music. I love it when I discover a new musician that I've never heard of before, simply because I've never stumbled across them, and then, boom, all of a sudden, there they are. You love their music, and you think, gosh, why didn't I learn about this individual years and years ago? Well, that happened to me again recently. So I did a search for this individual on the internet, and I found a couple of interviews of him. And one of the interviewers said something in the introduction that just caught my attention like a thunderbolt. He said this musician didn't play the guitar, he made music. And I thought, boy, does that sum up so much about any medium that is the fusion of tools and creative vision, like, of course, photography. Do we take pictures? Or do we make images? I've thought for a long time that if someone compliments me on my picture-taking techniques, that is to say, my processing or my photographic skills, that's not really a compliment, because it misses the deeper objective of making artwork, which is to somehow communicate something meaningful, something more substantial than, gee, aren't I a talented photographer? So I would take this idea one step beyond, do we take pictures or do we make images, and ask, do we make images or do we observe and comment on life? When I look at your picture, what is the primary thing I'm supposed to get by looking at your photographs? Is the primary thing that I'm supposed to be impressed with your photographic skill and say, golly, what a great photographer he or she is? Or am I supposed to look at your photograph and say, I never thought that before. I've never observed that before. There's a comment here about the human condition, about life, about feelings, about emotions that are worth preserving and worth considering. One of the analogies I use in my workshops a lot is this business about going into a gallery. And when you go into a gallery and you look at a whole bunch of work and then eventually you leave the gallery, in this thought experiment, I want you to freeze frame as your hand is on the exit door and you're getting ready to leave the gallery. What is it that you're taking with you when you leave the gallery? I'm not talking about did you buy a print or did you buy a book. I'm talking about the content. The emotion, the feeling, the knowledge, the questions, the wonder. What is it you're supposed to take with you? And if what you're supposed to take with you as you exit the gallery is, my goodness, that person is a very talented photographer, they haven't used their skill to be an artist. They've used their skill to be a talented technician. I know, I'm probably making this a black and white comparison, and it shouldn't be because it's more subtle than that. But I thought this reviewer's comment about this musician didn't play the guitar, he made music, struck a chord. And if for no other reason, I wanted to share that here, because it's got me thinking, maybe it'll get you thinking too, about what it is we do, what we consider our goals and objectives with our photographs, and how do we move beyond the pursuit of technical competence to instead consider the challenge of how do we use our photography to say something about life.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.